DW.
In the early days of our lockdown, you'll have seen Italians on the news singing and playing music from their windows and balconies every evening. Lucky enough to have a garden to race out into, my family made plenty of noise with our cacophonous range of instruments. But by week two, most people's enthusiasm had waned, suffocated by the horrific numbers of dead and dying broadcast every evening at 6 p.m.
Buonasera. Per quanto riguarda I dati, ad oggi il totale delle persone attualmente positive è di 85.388.
With most of us now wearing masks for our weekly supermarket trips, it's become almost impossible to exchange smiles and small talk. And since only one person per household is allowed into shops, it's rare to see any children. The familiar Italian warmth has given way to tension and fear. As the number of contagions rose and lockdown measures progressively tightened, by week three, everyone who could had retreated into their nests. A familiar sound in most Italian kitchens, now even more so. After several weeks of restaurant closures, most of the nation's households have been making all their meals at home. On social media, my friends now share photos of themselves rolling out fresh egg pasta, of their kids tucking into homemade pizza, and of mouth-watering just-baked cakes and pies. To compensate for the inadequacy of my shop-bought tortelloni, I've taken to making a weekly batch of brownies, the only thing I can bake. With gyms, pools and parks closed, and during the contagion peak weeks, a ban on even going out for a walk or a run, we've all inevitably put on weight. As the nation's been adapting to the gastronomic challenges of staying and eating at home, farmers have been facing their own, more serious challenges. Nature doesn't stop producing. Cows continue to need milking and chickens keep laying eggs. So the lockdowns created a range of new problems for farmers.
Saranno garantite le attività del settore agricolo, zootecnico di trasformazione agroalimentare, comprese.
At the start of the lockdown, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte ensured the nation that the agri-food chain would be guaranteed and protected. Supermarkets would remain open to the public and any business involved in food production would continue to operate. But by day two, when restaurants and cafes were shut down, cracks began to appear. Dairy farmers suddenly found a gaping hole in their supply chain. Fishers facing travel and delivery limitations saw a collapse in demand for fresh catch. And in spite of the government's guarantees, within days, many particularly small-scale farmers were faced with a paradox. Farmers' markets are a popular option for consumers who want fresh, local produce. But here in Bologna, like in many parts of northern Italy where the virus has hit hardest, farmers' markets have been suspended because local authorities deem them a place of high contagion risk. The problem is that for many farmers, these markets are their only retail outlets. So although they were allowed to continue farming, they couldn't sell their produce.
Allora, di Lombardia non so nulla. Ti dico che campi aperti, anche loro hanno fatto le cose di ordine.
A disaster, according to Giorgio Pirazzoli, who runs the Mercato Ritrovato, Bologna's most popular organic farmers market. But he told me over the phone that his initial panic quickly transformed into determination, a reminder that necessity is the mother of invention. Giorgio's plan was to take the market online and set up home deliveries. When we spoke a week later, they'd just completed their first order sheet. It's now official, he told me joyfully. It's a very basic, old-style Excel file, but we've already received 200 orders in 48 hours, so we're thrilled. It's also an opportunity to attract new customers, as well as to satisfy the existing ones. While farmers' markets and local cooperatives do their best to help farmers sell their produce, dairies are also organising home deliveries. And there are countless stories of food solidarity. The Slow Food Network is one of several groups that has been organising fresh produce deliveries to hospitals and health workers, and chefs whose restaurants are closed have been cooking meals for them. But the situation remains critical for many businesses.
And while we prepare our vegetable patch for new tomato plants, we don't know when we'll be able to buy them. A trip to the garden centre just doesn't count as essential.
Here in northern Italy, the timing of the lockdown was fortuitous farming-wise, catching the tail end of the winter season. But farmers are now facing decisions about whether or not to continue planting and sowing as usual. Asparagus and strawberries are the first crops that may suffer the impact of the lockdown.
Nonostante le difficoltà, l'agricoltura italiana ha continuato a lavorare.
Ettore Prandini is the president of Coldiretti, the biggest farmers' union in Europe. He says that although Italian production is continuing for now, limitations on transport and free movement of workers, along with the closure of bars and restaurants, both here and in the rest of Europe, are a serious challenge. A major concern for the coming months is a critical lack of fruit pickers. Like many countries, Italy relies heavily on seasonal migrant workers. Here, more than 370,000 arrive each year from abroad. But the impact of the virus may leave the nation's farmers and winemakers unable to harvest properly this summer. Coldiretti wants the state to allow students and retired people to replace them. But what if the producers themselves fall ill? Some of the bigger production sectors have created contingency plans. The Parmigiano Reggiano Consortium has an emergency reservist list of retired cheesemakers and cow milkers who can step in if needed. And some non-intensive livestock breeders who supply directly to restaurants are simply delaying slaughter.
Come Coldiretti abbiamo creato un'alleanza senza precedenti con industrie e supermercati.
Ettore Prandini says their union's making alliances with manufacturers and supermarkets to promote made in Italy foods and protect producers and consumers.
Ma l'Italia ha il potenziale per recuperare il terreno perso, come è sempre avvenuto nella sua storia.
While he admits it's difficult to understand what will happen in the coming months, he's convinced Italy has the potential to recover as it has always done in the past. Despite his hope and confidence, even if we all make a concerted effort to buy Italian, the future for many food producers here nevertheless remains desperately uncertain. Danny Mitzman, DW, Bologna.
DW.